Item 16, notice of motion. 16.1, notice of motion by Councillor Dot Haynes, NOM number 5-2016. I have a mover, Councillor Haynes.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move that Council, having regard to the former St John's Church and Hall at 283 Springvale Road, Donvale, A, immediately commences the process to amend the Manningham Planning Scheme to include the former St John's Church and Hall at 283 Springvale Road, Donvale, as a heritage place in the Schedule to Clause 43.01 Heritage Overlay, and in addition apply controls to internal alterations. B, negotiates with the building owners an agreement by which Council acquires and removes said building from the property and relocates them in an adjacent to the site known as Schramm's Cottage for the care of and use by the Manningham Historical Society. C, allocates sufficient Council funding in the current and future budgets to achieve A and B. And D, seeks funding from other parties to achieve A and B, including state and Commonwealth governments, community and church groups, and thereby evidence to our community the importance the Manningham City Council places upon our heritage for the benefit of current and future generations.
Thank you, Councillor. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Downing. Councillor Haynes.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This has been a long-term issue for many years for this building. I don't think I'm going to go over the whole past, but it was built in 1907 on the site that it's on. The land was actually donated. There's been many documents that have been floating around, so hopefully the council has had a bit of a look at some of the things. But just to give you a little bit of a history of the past, in 1975, council purchased it for a minimal amount of money. I'm not going to mention exact amounts because I'm not certain, but there has been figures floating around over the years from many people that have been around here a lot longer than I have. But over the last 20 years or so, I've been very fortunate to be visiting a lot of our heritage sites and get a lot of history of Manningham. And during that time, I have spent a fair bit of time looking at and wondering why St John's Church has not been part of our heritage. After a number of hunts and bits of information, I do know that in 2008 there was an officer's recommendation to this council that quite a large heritage study was done, and it was brought to council but never tabled here at council, and the report was never made public. In 2008, at that time, the historical overlay that was suggested was not put over this church, and the council sold the building for $2.7 million on 2008. Now, since then, there has been a number of different owners. It's been on sold a few times. It's up for sale right now, and I believe that if we do not do something now, councillors, tomorrow anyone could go in there with a nice little sledgehammer and just crush those buildings. They have been a huge part of Manningham and a very, very important part of how this city has been put together. The booklets and the information that I've been given over time, including some of the maps from the Lutheran churches and everything else, this is a very significant site for Manningham. There's been a number of discussions on if it would be possible to move this building. I've watched many buildings be moved in my lifetime, and including on the TV shows, and this building has had a review on it. In 2008, it was suggested that it was in very good condition. Since then, the owners have allowed the roof and the gutters not to be cleaned. There is ability to still move this building as a total piece, possibly. But as you can see in my suggestions, it's not for me to decide how this would work. Operational matters are really up to state and local governments and how that gets moved. And this would not happen over the next couple of weeks. But what I'm asking for, councillors, is for us to put this to the state government to have this building and these buildings protected and what happens, and to stop any demolitions. Council does hold the upper hand. we really do have the ability to be able to do work to help the community have this preserved. The reasons for doing it obviously are before you. The costs to do it are very much thrown around in very different amounts. I know that there is budgets put aside for the Heritage Committee and for upgrades of that site. There's actually a plan at the moment trying to be discussed and drawn up for the Heritage site. We have a lot of different community groups working with the Heritage Committee and the people that really do care about this city and the background of it. I really do implore that the councillors don't make another bad decision that has been made at this council over the years. We as councillors have not had this before us until today. This has been an ongoing discussion and I believe time has passed, and if we do nothing about it, especially with an election for us coming up, the new council will not have the understanding that we have. We have a lot of information before us. We have a lot of reasons to save this building and to be able to really make our mark on the heritage of Manningham and to be able to say that we care about the future and the past of Manningham and that this is important. So I just hope that my fellow councillors support me on this.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Downing.
I'd like to commend Councillor Haynes for bringing this motion to the council and to the table. It was something that I raised in the life of the last council when I saw that we lost the building in Templestover Church, which I mooted at that time that we should move that and this building to the site at Shram's Cottage. And at the time we were told that it was going to be too expensive to move the church in Templestowe and that it was full of rot and whatever. And then someone else came along and was able to move it and show that it could be done. So, councillors, we do know that it can be done. This is an important part of our heritage. I've been inside it when I had to vote some years ago. It's a lovely building, and there are not a lot of these churches around, and we need to preserve them. This is in our ward, and I would hope that my fellow councillors would also be behind this and support the saving of this church. And I think it's a salutary lesson to us that we need to look after our buildings, and I particularly think of this in relation to the South Warrandyte Hall. We have to look after our heritage, because if we don't, it will be all gone. And I urge my fellow councillors to support this motion.
Thank you, Councillor Downing.
Mr Mayor, I have a question for officers, may I?
Certainly, Councillor.
Thank you, Mr Mayor. I just want to know just a couple of things in relation to this particular church. The cost and timing for us to do a heritage overlay. And the cost of engagement of consultants.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, in terms of the normal standard process, which is the one that we would most likely be following, it's a bit hard to estimate, but probably anywhere up to about $10,000. But it sort of depends on whether we get a lot of objections or a need to go off to a panel, but plus or minus. And probably you're talking about a 12-month process.
Are we aware whether the church is, the building is actually for sale?
The whole site has been up for sale and we believe is under offer at the moment. So when you say that, no, not separately, we would have to approach the owner and request. The owner is aware that there have been discussions, though.
Would we have an idea on the cost of relocation?
We've had someone in our assets and engineering area, with the permission of the owner, just go out on site and do a very, very preliminary look at the condition of the building, look at the actual nature of the building. And the advice has been it would have to be dismantled. It's not a prefab. It would be hard to cut up and take in bits. And certainly the roof has been mentioned, has been let, so it totally would need to be replaced, and there is a lot of rot. So the estimate, unfortunately, is only an estimate, and it's between 100 and 200. So a lot more work would have to be done to narrow that down.
Are the trees that surround it protected?
Yes, this is one of our pine theme. These are heritage cypresses. The trees are protected.
But would any trees have to be removed?
Once again, we would have to get someone to come in and look at the details of. It is a very difficult site. It's quite, if people remember it, it slopes back. So that is detail we don't know.
Sorry, Mr. Mayor. If we moved it, do we then have to apply for another heritage overlay on that site?
Sorry, Councillor, you mean the new site?
So if we move it to another site, are we applying again to have that heritage overlay on that site?
Generally, heritage buildings that are in council ownership, we do what's called a heritage conservation plan, mm-hmm. So that we know that we are, which is Tram's cottage, which is the suggestion of where it would go, is a precinct, and we would apply that process.
Just finally, what's the cost to do a refurb?
Same again, we haven't seen the inside of that building for over a decade, so it would be impossible to know. And it would depend be on the use and all sorts of things, so it's impossible to estimate that.
Thank you, Mr.
Thank you. Do I have a speaker against the motion?
Mr. Mayor, I will actually speak against this motion. I do commend Councillor Hayes for bringing this motion towards us to consider. But I think we've missed the opportunity. I think 7 years ago, we had an opportunity to put on a heritage overlay on this building, and we missed it. Now, we're asked to put on a heritage overlay immediately. We've just heard it's not going to happen immediately. It's going to be anywhere from 4 to 6 to 10 to 18 months before we can actually get some movement onto that heritage overlay. That in itself is a rather complex and convoluted process and certainly would involve key stakeholders. We are then asked in this motion to then undertake discussions with the owner in terms of buying it. The council says, I don't even know whether it's for sale. We may find that this owner or new owners may decide that, hey, you know what? I don't want to move it. I don't want to sell it. I want to keep it where it is. There's no obligation for them to sell it. And in fact, if they do sell it, we haven't even got a dollar figure before us. It could be 600,000, it could be 200. They may want 800, but we get a valuation at 200, so what do we do there? There's also, I think, the issue of compensation. Now, if we put a heritage overlay onto this and the chap and we give him an obligation in 18 months' time that we're going to move it, and for whatever reason we don't, and there's a heritage overlay and he can't sell it or the next owners can't sell it, the question is, what's that compensation that may be due? There'd be some smart lawyer, I think, in Spring Street or Burke Street or William Street who'd actually say, well, go on. We actually didn't have this encumbered when we sold it. We actually made the decision back in 2007 not to have a heritage overlay, and yet we are asking this chap that we're going to put one on for him. Now, I don't know what that's going to do to his land value. I don't know what that's going to do to our legal bill. But certainly once it's dismantled, and there may be implications here in terms of those protected trees that maybe have to go. And they themselves would need a planning permit if we're going to dismantle them. So add another 6 months on top of that. We then have to bring it in to and relocate it. And then it loses, as you've all been advised through your notes, it loses its connection. Where it is at the moment, it's resting. It's resting on a site that is quite significant. And yet once we move it, and we move it onto another patch, it's lost its heritage significance. And one wonders why we need to put a heritage overlay on it at all in that particular instance. So, councillors, I commend Councillor Haynes for this. I really do. I really think that there are better ways of dealing with this. And I think that we shouldn't let go of this. But I don't think we need to make this decision now and spend 100 to 120 to move it. I don't know how much to buy it. I don't know how much to do, 10,000 plus consultants to look at this. I think there needs to be perhaps an alternative way to look at this. And what that is, I could ask officers perhaps in question time to maybe look at this for us. But I just think at the end of the day that we have an opportunity here perhaps to look at a better and smarter way to deal with the protection of this church.
Thank you, Councillor. Do I have another speaker for the motion? I do have a question for officers before I hand over to the mover. Mr. CEO, does Clause B provide any latitude for council if the price is unreasonable for council not to agree to it?
There is an element of the unknown with regards to the situation. There's always the opportunity to negotiate. There could be advantages for the owner of the property, because obviously if they wanted to develop the whole site, they're going to have demolition costs on this building as well. So there may be the opportunity, there may not be the opportunity. And I guess that unknown would have to deal with it as it went along. And if there was going to be a large capital requirement, then that would be reported back to council in any case.
Right. So council would, if it reaches a point at which the cost that the owner is seeking is unreasonable, then council would need to make a financial decision. So you do believe you've got latitude if the price is unreasonable? Because the last thing I want is a motion going. I'm trying to clarify. I'm asking you to clarify that you have enough latitude to reject an unreasonable price and not reach agreement.
Yes, under B. However, there are other steps that would already be commencing as well. So if B was the starting point, and then if necessary reporting back to council before the other work commenced, that would be a potential way forward.
Great. Thank you.
Can I ask a question?
Certainly, please, Councillor.
Would it be unreasonable to expect that if this church doesn't have any significance to the owner, that the owner would donate it to council because they can't do anything with it and it may well cost us nothing?
Thank you, Councillor.
That would be a point of negotiation. However, that wouldn't preclude the costs involved unless the owner was also willing to...
Oh, no, I don't think I'd do that. That'd be nice.
The dismantling of moving it from one place to another, there would still be costs involved.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. Question?
The question is, and I don't know who would answer this, the timeline. I'm concerned that we don't have enough information, and if there's quite a timeline to a heritage overlay to be judged or put on this property, whether that timeline would be...
I'm not hearing a question yet, Councillor.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to phrase it into a question because am I allowed to sort of ask for a deferral until the time when we've got more information?
Surgeons.
Up to you, I think. Is that right?
Would you? So the suggestion from our CEO is that the way to achieve that would be to drop clauses A and C to allow, if the and that can only occur if the mover agrees to amend the motion, to the revised motion, which would be to drop clauses A and C, and have the motion then be just clause B and clause D.
But A is the most important.
That's entirely up to the mover of the motion if she would accept that change.
It's up to you.
It is a question to you, Councillor. Yes, it's your motion. And of course, the organisation which will report
back. Do I make my decision?
No, you don't need to. You just say yes or no, really. It's just it's
we'll
a question.
Accept it, whatever it is.
Yeah, no.
Okay, thank you. So, there being no further speakers, it's now to the mover to summarise. Yes.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Mayor, and thank you, fellow councillors, for not only the questions but even the elements that have been brought up that obviously ifs, buts, maybes, elements of unknown. If you actually read the motion itself, the motion does give us the room and the time to go through the process. That's why it does state that it immediately commences the process, because obviously we can't immediately put a heritage overlay on, as much as I would like that to happen. But the ifs and buts for the costs are always going to be there for any building or anything we decide to do, including some of the decisions we made tonight on possible sales and purchases and everything else of other things. There's ifs and buts and elements of unknown in all those things. The good thing about this motion is it actually gets us beginning in the process to go through those elements. If we do not pass this motion tonight, then we have the ability to not really do anything for the next 3 months, and someone has the ability to squash it, to just burn the building down or do what they like with it. This gives us an element of unknown to be able to work with the owners and to work with the council and to work with the local government and to work with the community on trying to ensure that this building is saved for the tourism value also that it has. As far as the heritage value that it's got, I will say that the statement that was made earlier for it being moved to lose its heritage value, I don't know anyone else within this community that would actually agree that it would lose its heritage value. I understand how it would lose the heritage value for that specific site, but I think this community is very aware that we have already lost the heritage value for that site, and because we do have other owners on it. So if we do pass this motion tonight, councillors, which I hope we do, that will give us in the future the ability to bring forward a motion when we are briefed on the costs in the future, whether it's this council or another council, as we are up for election in 3 months. That's then they may get to decide on a future motion on making other changes on whether the costs
That's
are
fine,
worth it
Councillor.
Or not, and communicating with the...
I move an extension.
Councillors, we have been asked for a motion has been put to extend the speaking time. I don't think you really get that opportunity if I can...
The right of reply.
To write a reply and that's it. There's a fixed time.
Well, it's not a complex and convoluted...
So
and I hope
you
go through the process.
You've had your 2 minutes.
Thank you.
I think we've heard the issues, so... Councillors, I'll now put the motion. Those for? Against? That is carried.
Division.
Division has been called, councillors. Those councillors affirming their position, Councillor Haynes, Councillor Downey, Councillor Kleinert, Councillor McLeish. Those against, Councillor O'Brien, Councillor Griffith-Costopoulos and Councillor Galbally. Thank you, councillors.